Hi everyone, happy Monday. My name is Mike and I'm the college pastor at Symphony Church, and I'll be leading us in this week's devotionals. We're going to continue on in the Gospel according to Mark, and today's passage is Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. And they, Jesus and the disciples, came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. Amen. In our passage today, we read about this blind man. A blind beggar, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, and he was sitting by the roadside. He was sitting on the street, and he hears that this man named Jesus, who has been going around from all these other towns, healing the sick, casting out demons and unclean spirits. He's heard there have been rumors, word by word of mouth, saying that there's this guy named Jesus who's able to heal sick people, people who were lame, who were blind. And he hears this news that Jesus is coming to where he is. And so as this blind man hears of this news, he begins to cry out and says, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And he keeps crying out these words, "Son of David, have mercy on me, have mercy on me, have mercy on me." And it becomes so annoying that the disciples and the crowd rebuke him, telling him to be silent. And Jesus recognized the blind man's cry as a declaration of faith. Even though this blind man was spiritually blind, he had spiritual eyes to see that Jesus was the Son of David. And this phrase, "Son of David," is actually a messianic acclamation. It's proclaiming that Jesus truly is the Messiah. There was prophetic words that were saying that there was going to be a child from this line of David who was going to be the promised Messiah. And this blind beggar had faith to believe in this prophecy that out of the line of David will come a Messiah. And he believed that Jesus was the fulfillment of that prophecy. And so the blind man continues to cry out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And that is why I believe Jesus recognized the blind man's cry as a declaration of faith. What's interesting in this passage is actually how the people respond to this blind beggar. In verse 48, we see that people started rebuking him because of Jesus's increased popularity. Just imagine, if the president of the United States came into our town, if you're listening from Boston, then our city of Boston, or perhaps wherever else you're listening from, your own town. Jesus, not Jesus, the president of the United States comes into town. And he's giving this speech, but there's this person in the crowd, a bystander, who keeps saying something that I can't think of anything off the top of my head. But this guy just keeps screaming something over and over and over again. And you can just imagine people around that person telling him, "Be quiet. The president of the United States is talking." And I think that's kind of what is going on. Jesus's increased popularity has been Jesus' popularity has been increasing. And for that reason, people started rebuking this blind man. Yet the blind man kept crying out these words, and the people around him kept saying, "Be quiet. Stop saying those words. Don't interrupt Jesus' teachings. Don't bother Jesus." And yet, Jesus stopped. He paused, and he told those who rebuked the blind man to instead encourage him to come to him. And he says, and the disciples, the people, go back to this blind man and say, "Take heart. Get up. He, Jesus, is calling you." And I love the blind man's response. In verse 50, it says that the blind man threw off his cloak. What does this signify? Throwing off a cloak is actually an act of reverence, is an act of revering someone or something. It's an act of declaring that this thing or this person that you're throwing your cloak off towards is worthy of praise. And this blind man throws off his cloak, praising Jesus. And he goes to Jesus, and verse 51, Jesus asks an obvious question to the blind man: "What do you want me to do for you?" Of course, Jesus knows that the blind man wants to see again. He wants to have sight. But in verse 52, Jesus proceeds to say, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." We do see that there is immediately recovered sight. There's this physical healing that happens in the blind man. The blind man who was not able to see is now able to see again. But Jesus is also talking about spiritual salvation. Because the blind man who wasn't able to physically see, but he was able to spiritually see Jesus for who he truly was, his faith allowed him to receive the gift of salvation. And that is, I think, what is happening in this passage. Jesus not only gave this blind man physical healing, but also spiritual salvation. And on top of that, this blind man not only just received healing and this gift of salvation, but the blind man followed Jesus on the way. On the way to where? We'll come to see that it's Jerusalem. All throughout this gospel account, Jesus constantly, over and over again, hints to his disciples that he is to go to Jerusalem. And what will happen in Jerusalem is his crucifixion. And Bartimaeus joined Jesus and the other disciples on their final journey to Jerusalem. In the coming days, we're going to look at what Jesus endures and what he has to go through as he enters into the city of Jerusalem. But for now, Bartimaeus decides to join, and he decides to follow Jesus wherever he goes. And he'll come to see that the road that this leads to is Jesus's crucifixion on the cross at Calvary. Today, I want to encourage us to see Jesus for who he really is. You know, all of us were spiritually blind at one point, but by the grace of God, he's given us eyes to see Jesus more clearly. And he's been allowing us to spiritually see more and more of who our God is. And this is all because of God's grace. And it's also by God's grace that he gives us faith. Faith to believe that Jesus is the Son of David, the Son of God. He is the Christ, the Messiah. And so today, let's continue to ask for opened eyes. Sometimes it's hard. A spiritual sight doesn't necessarily just stay stagnant in our walk with the Lord. I believe that there's times, some seasons, when our spiritual sight is more open than other seasons. And a lot of times we become spiritually blind because of perhaps our own sin, or perhaps because of certain circumstances in our lives. And when we're not able to see Jesus clearly, we start to lose faith. We start to forget who our God is. Let's pray that our eyes, our spiritual eyes, would be opened to be able to see Christ and declare that He is the Son of God, the Messiah. Let's pray for that kind of faith, that even though if you're in a season where it feels like, man, like, I don't know if God is with me. I don't know if God is really there for me. I want to encourage you to have faith. Have eyes to see that He is there with you, He is for you, and He is going to be with you always to the end of the age. And so let's pray for that kind of faith and that spiritual sight to see and declare that Jesus is Lord and Savior. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this story. Not just a story, but a real life moment where a blind man had faith to believe that Jesus is the Son of David and that Jesus is the promised Messiah. And his faith made him well and not only gave him physical sight, but it also gave him spiritual salvation. And so, Lord, we pray for the same thing. God, I pray for increased faith, increased spiritual sight, to be able to see you for who you really are. Open our eyes to see the fullness of our God, of who you are, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for the days and the seasons, Lord, when we lack faith, when we lack the sight to see who you are. Give us, Lord, opened eyes and increased faith to see and to declare that you are Lord and our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us in our devotional today. I hope you are blessed, and I hope you can go on in your day with faith and with sight to see that Jesus is our God. Hope you'll join us for the rest of this week. Have a great day.